And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. You may be seated. Sister Rosalind and Brother DJ, would you just come help me for a minute? I want to check something out. Minister DJ, I want you to touch the 8 chairs, first and second row. And Sister Rosalind, I want you to touch the 8 chairs over here. Just touch them. That's all. All I need is touch all 8 of them. Okay, I wanted to know whether there was a bubble or something over these chairs up here. You know, I know I took a bath this morning, and I just wanted to make sure that they was all right. Okay, thank you. Y'all let me know that them chairs are all right. All right. Our text this morning, we just want to call it war. Our text this morning is war. The word today is not to scare you, but encourage you.
Amen.
Not to dismantle you, but equip you.
Yes.
Not to overwhelm you with knowledge, but give you understanding. We are not here to tear you down, but to build you up.
Yes.
We share this to you so you may be able to stand and withstand the things that are coming upon you in these last days. I know many folks say, I don't preach Revelation and I'm scared of Revelation, but I just want to share and show you that ain't nothing wrong with Revelation.
Amen.
But in this world, in this day and time, war is going on.
Amen.
And as long as we are here, there will always be war. The Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars. The wars we see is not just about nations against nations. Not just gangs versus gangs. It's more than church versus state. But today we see churches are also at war against churches. Matthew says the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the child shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Jesus also said, for I come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. War is unavoidable.
Amen.
War is invisible, but present. War affects and influences religions, politicians, and science. War affects the body and spirit.
Amen.
War has no respect of person, race, color, or gender. War is a period of armed conflict between nations or parties. As long as we have breath, we will have some type of conflict with someone or something.
Amen.
Galatians 5:17 says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. At the end of war, there is always some type of death. The Bible says in the end of this life, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So that means this. Those that were atheists will find out what they didn't believe really is. Amen. Those who did not believe will find they should have. Amen. The truth that many deny in this life will be unavoidable to escape in the next. Mm. Truth is consistent with what is real. Amen. Truth is consistent with what is real. But many live in a world of fantasy. Actors and actresses that are in movies, they put on makeup. They put on certain clothes to make them look like who they are not. They practice different lines. They become that character that they read about. Who they pretend to be is not real. Some pretend for so long they think they are that character. In fact, they play that character so well, they no longer can play any other character. Henry Winkler can be no one but Defiance. Robert Downey Jr., better known as Tony Stark, is best known as Iron Man. This is just like the flesh we fight today. We have been living in the old man for so long, we have a hard time changing to the right character, which means there will always be war in the flesh. I heard a preacher say these three things are real: God, Jesus, and the next life. If you don't believe in God, if you don't receive Jesus in this life, it will affect your next. Amen. As you hear people say, we are not in Kansas. It is appointed once unto man to die. After that is the judgment. Yes. So rather than spend your life trying to change the appointment, take the time to secure the right judgment. Don't let the natural man stop you from being a spiritual man. So we all have an appointment made at birth. Amen. And we all have a judgment after death. We should not question God's existence. I'm going to say that again. Amen. We should not question God's existence, but rejoice that he exists. Yes. In fact, in this day and time, many don't care whether God is real or not. Did you know that? In this day and time, folks don't care. Amen. We live in an I don't care generation. They don't think about what is happening. They don't worry about the consequences. All they think is, so, oh well, I don't care. If I tear up the car, I don't care. That'll fix it. If I get fired, oh well, I stay at home. I don't care. Free rent. It's time to start caring, because there is war in the air. I see why God is shortening the days. This generation just don't care. They think when you die, it is like being asleep. But what is going to happen when you wake up and you hear someone ask, is his name found in the book? Amen. I don't care. Yes, you're going to care. You definitely going to care then. Amen. Now let me ask this. Have you ever gone outside and sensed the storm was coming? Mm-hmm. Anybody? You could feel or smell it in the air. If it's a big storm, all the birds and animals vanish out of sight and sound. They care. They know what's coming. But this generation, I don't care. I'm going to go out and follow the storm. I'm going to watch the tornado. What about today? Can you sense things are different? Doesn't it seem like something is out of place just in the day? Doesn't it seem off course? Can you tell by the climate change or the way people are acting? Let me just in climate. I know that every year in April, even though it's getting warm, you're gonna find one day where it snows and covers the whole ground. I haven't seen it this year. I know there's still a couple of days left here in April, but I know the climate is changing. When the eclipse was going on, they said the animals acted strangely. They were just doing things not normal. The way people act today, you would think that there's still an eclipse going on. Because they're acting strange. We need to equip and prepare ourselves to go to war. War is here. When a person prepares for a career, they usually start in high school or some sooner. Have we prepared to go to war? We are in a battle today. Our souls are there, waiting to go one way or another. If you remember the message that Minister Hill brought, where he had the spirit, the soul, and the body. And the soul was going to whichever one was stronger. Our spiritual man should be leading our soul in the right direction, and the body follows that. Amen. Even though the more that the soul goes, the body going to decay. Yep. But instead, the soul is following the body, and the spirit following, and the body still decaying. Yep. We at war, saints. Amen. When a dinner is being prepared, before it's put on the table, there's a preparation. Yep. First, you think about what you want. Then, there's a list. You go to the store, and you purchase what's on the list. You pick up your sides to go with it. The right meat with the right vegetables. But you don't just throw anything together. Amen. In the kingdom of God, when we go to war, we don't just pick up any weapon. Amen. We don't fight or battle with our flesh. Our fight is spiritual. Our war is not physical or tangible. We are in a spiritual warfare, and we have spiritual tools. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." When you prepare a physical meal, hear me, saints, collard greens aren't served with scrambled eggs. Sweet potatoes doesn't go along with pancakes. Okay, we got controversy here. But I'm gonna put a good one in here. Chitlins is not served over ice cream for dessert. I didn't get no disagreement on that one. You don't throw together Thanksgiving dinner like a snack. Amen. In the kingdom, we can't cast out devils or be more than conquerors. We can't fight our battle with just John 11:35.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody know what John 11:35 is? Jesus wept. I mean, if my minister comes to me and say, "Pastor, I got a headache," Jesus wept. That ain't gonna work.
Amen.
We need more to go to war with the enemies of this world.
Amen.
Our flesh wars with our spirit every day. The war we are fighting again is a spiritual war.
Amen.
It's going to take more also than John 3:16. If I need you to pray for me, I need you to say more than, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever..." No, I need more than that.
Yes.
I need some power.
Yeah.
I need some speaking to the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Telling him to flee. Hell, like, leave this body. We at war. The war we have is the battle of the mind. We must constantly remind ourselves to put our flesh under our feet.
Yes, amen.
Let me share what happened to me last week. This is why you must stay focused. I'm going to talk about me. I mean, it's what I went through. Saints, I'm going to tell you, I didn't catch it quick enough. The old man flared up quicker than I could catch it. Went to a baseball game. And I was in the parking lot. And while I was in the parking lot, going one way, this lady was coming this way. She wasn't paying no attention to what she was doing. So her car began to steer at my car. And I'm looking. She looked up. And as she passed, she gave me a few words.
Uh-oh.
I said, "No, she didn't give me no few words." And as quickly as the last word came out of her mouth, I said, "Your mama." You gonna fuss at me and you ain't paying no attention to where you driving? Saints, I had to repent.
Amen.
I had to repent to God.
Amen.
I had to repent to my son. And I had to repent to my grandson. Now, this flesh and I, it took me a day before I could get up the words to say to my son and grandson. God forgive me.
Amen.
But there's two other people that was in the car. Yes, Lord. So I text them. And I can tell father and son is tuned because both of them text me the same thing. No worries. So publicly, son and grandson, I apologize for my flesh.
Amen.
No worries.
Y'all know we are at war.
Yes, amen.
We are at war. And the only one person that could have handled that better, that's Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we have got to get in tune with what the word is saying. See, flesh is the biggest war in a Christian life.
Mm. Amen.
2 Corinthians 10:5 said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I didn't bring every thought. When the yoke came up, I shouldn't have said mama. I was not slow to speak. It says, casting down imaginations. There's a war going on with your thoughts. Amen. Yeah. We battle with what we think. Yeah. We battle with someone else's thinking. We battle with what others are doing. We constantly war in our mind with what they did and get frustrated with what they do. Amen. What should I or can I do? Remember this, for the good that I would do, yes, not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Yes. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Mm. We are at such odds with ourselves, we cannot think. But stand fast. Cast all that down. Bring it into captivity. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It is with the mind of Christ we win the battle. Yes. Whether you recognize it or not, the flesh will always be at war with the spirit. Amen. The more the spirit man equips itself, the more the flesh will fight against it. That's war. The stronger the spiritual man gets, the heavier artillery the flesh will put on. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We cannot fight this war with knives and guns. Our weapons is the word of God.
Amen.
Let me talk to you about a war. In John 1, starting at verse 3, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All things that are made by Jesus. Colossians tells us, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
Verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus made it clear. When he came, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Amen.
No matter what name you call God, whether you say Jehovah, Allah, or just God, whatever the name is, you cannot get to him unless you accept and acknowledge who he has sent, and his name is Jesus.
Yes.
If you miss Jesus, you miss everything.
Amen.
There is no other life or light outside of Jesus. Without Jesus, there is only death and darkness. In fact, verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus, being the light, illuminated those in the world who receive him. Those that did stay in darkness. Listen to what it says in John 3:17. This explains a lot. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Drop down to verse 36. It says, he that believeth on the Son have everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So you see, those that do not receive him, do not believe him, are still in darkness.
Amen.
And your light shall shine before them that they see. That they will want to turn to that light. But see, those that are called by his name, those that are truly his, they're going to come to the light.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it, like they say, when you die or something's happening and you see the light, go to the light. It may be a light to get you to heaven, or it may be a light to get you back to life.
Amen.
Get out the darkness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This war we're battling has been going on ever since before Adam. First, let's look at Revelation 12:7 so you see what I'm saying. And there, in verse 7 says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 8 says, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Meaning the dragon, being the devil, did not win. Satan has many names, as we'll see in verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Everybody that followed Satan left. And you know what is so beautiful about that when you really think about it? God didn't have to get off his throne.
Amen.
He didn't say it, make it so. The devil fought the angels and could not win.
Amen, amen.
But was cast out. Now, drop down to verse 13. It says, and when the dragon saw that he was cast out unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. When Satan was cast out of heaven, he went and deceived Eve, and our war began. For the eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was our battle. Going back to what it says in Revelation 13:7-9, it says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. You see where our war came from? And to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. What you see going on is not just here. In war, you must choose. You cannot fight for both sides.
Amen.
God does not have double agents.
Amen.
If you are playing both sides, if you are pretending to be, if you are a disguised Christian, if you are Christ by day and devil by night, your life is a pretend and you are still on the dark side.
Amen.
Verse 8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hear an ear, have an ear, let him hear.
Yes.
Satan's beware of what is happening in this world now.
Amen.
Philippians 3:2 says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the conscience. This is a deep point in this verse. What it is saying is, beware of those profane and impure men which open their mouths against the truth of God.
Mm.
Beware of those false teachers which under pretense to identify God's church, but pull it down by their life and erroneous doctrine. 2 Peter 3:17 tells us, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness.
Amen.
Beware. We must
put on our guard and protect ourselves from what is going, what is coming, and what is already here.
Amen.
But here's some good news. We need some good news, don't we?
Amen.
Revelation 19:4. See, everything in Revelation ain't bad news. It's all good news if you know how to apply it. Revelation 19:4, it says, "And the 420 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his saints, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." We are the fine linen. "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they, blessed are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the wine presses of fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The time is coming, and it's coming quickly. And we must get ready, because Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
And all of the things that's going on is going to stop. If you want to see an eclipse, just wait till Jesus comes. But you better be ready. Don't be caught up doing some of the things that you're doing right now. Because when Jesus comes back, if you are that way then, you will stay that way. He's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. Get ready. There's a war going on, but the battle has been fought, and the victory for us is won. Satan lost war one, and he has lost war too. He couldn't prevail in heaven, and he can't prevail down here with God's children.
Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus returns, he will put everything in place and sit back and give the kingdom back to his Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Satan has a place.
Yep.
The wicked have a place. Death has a place. And we that righteous have our place with him. Let us close with what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4. Paul said, "I charge thee," in verse 1, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. I say to you, my brother, DJ, preach the word. Be instant, in season, and out of season. Reprove them, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, But
after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers and having itchy ears. That's what you see today. Folks are itching to what they want to hear. Don't tell me what God said. Tell me what I want to hear. Let me do what I want to do. Let me feel pleased with what I'm doing. But it's time for us to take the itch away. It's time for us to do that which God is saying.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's what you see right now.
Yeah.
Folks is turning away from the truth. They don't want to hear that. Young people say, I don't care. It's time to care.
Yes, it is.
But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Paul said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. War is going on, saints.
Yes, it
is. It's time for us to fight a good fight. It's time for us to get our souls ready for the coming of the Lord. With that, my time is up, and I thank you for yours.
Thank you.